Let's talk about what I want to talk about today, and that's the hiring process. I'm having some issues, right? So my role has shifted at Vaco, and now I'm helping a little bit more clients across the country right now. So it's very interesting. So I'm helping clients find candidates, and I'm still helping candidates get connected with clients. And so I'm able to see both sides of it. I mean, I'm very, very ingrained right now, very, you know, in depth of really seeing the inner workings of companies and how they relate to candidates and all that jazz. I will tell you this. Companies have no idea what they're doing, just like the job seekers. There needs to be some sort of like congregation where everybody gets together, hiring manager, job seekers, go, hey, none of us know what we're doing. Let's just all be kind to each other. But that's another conversation in and of itself. Erica, good morning. So I want to tell you this, hiring managers, companies, here's some pitfalls that I'm seeing with companies right now that I'm dealing with. First off, if you are hiring, if you're a startup or a small company and you are hiring a dev team, I've had three companies message me this, and they're like, hey, we need to hire multiple developers, et cetera, et cetera. That's great. I will tell you this, start with leadership first. I have so many founders and CEOs say, hey, Taylor, we need devs. And then, so I focus on devs, and then you hire an engineering manager or potentially a CTO without me knowing. And then all of my work has gone away because, let's face it, we need to get leadership in first, right? And I totally get it, right? I totally understand leadership's got to get in first. But if you're a small company, focus on hiring leaders first. Build out your leadership team. Build out the individuals who are hiring first. Then start hiring the devs and everyone else, right? That's incredibly important. That is an observation that I am seeing right now that smaller companies are struggling with. Hire leadership first. Let me help you hire leaders first. Then let's build out teams, right? Another thing that is incredibly frustrating that I'm seeing is companies backtracking in the negotiation side of things with rates that we've already agreed on the front end, right? I will tell you this, if you are a hiring manager and you want to use me, I'm gonna be incredibly transparent, incredibly open with you on the front end of saying, hey, listen, like this is incredibly important. This needs to happen. This is what it's gonna be rate-wise. And like, is that okay? And I will tell you this, if that's not okay, that needs to be discussed on the front end, not the back end. When my people get an offer and then all of a sudden you start reeling because we didn't have that conversation because you were too afraid to talk to me on the front end. Let's have intentional conversations together. Let's try to solve your company's problems and your organization hiring needs together. Let's not create a divide between us because you don't want to talk about this right now. Right. So I want to tell you that right now, let's have intentional conversations on the front end. Right. Also, a few other things. Hiring managers, listen, if you're looking just at the dang resume, like don't do that. Don't do that. Right. Listen, if I am sending you a resume, if a recruiter is sending you a resume, specifically me, because if you reach out to me, you want to work with me. Don't reject that candidate because of the resume. Listen, developers are not like copywriters, right? And so if you're trying to reject a resume based off some misspellings, like let's not do that, right? Let's talk to the talent, see if that talent works. Now, if the talent's not there, that's fine. But I see so many hiring managers that I've worked with and I've seen over the years that reject solely based off resume. Listen, if I am sending your resume, that candidate is fantastic. That candidate is fantastic. In my eyes, you need to talk to them. Because I will tell you this, we don't miss a ton, right? There are very few times I send a candidate, and I can guarantee this, there are very few times I send a candidate that is just terrible. That is just terrible, right? Now, I understand there's some nuances, right? Like I sent a candidate to a client the other day. The client goes, hey, I love this candidate's technical background, but we're like a small consulting company. Like they need to have small consulting experience, right? I get that. Totally understand. I get it. But also too, like you could potentially talk to that person to see if they have the chops and the flexibility to do that, right? My thing is right now, hiring managers, you have to be open. You have to have an open mind. This whole thing of like, Like, we got to find the perfect candidate for the perfect position. It's got to have all the A, B, C's, and D's and all that. Like, no. Like, that's not what the market is giving me. That's not what the market is giving any other recruiter. That's the reason why you are calling me, is because the market is not even giving you that as well. Right? The market is tight. You have to get creative on how you hire. Now, another thing that I had a talk with another company recently, right? They're like, hey, I want to do direct hires. I said, listen, you need to be open to contract hire. Consulting. And they were like, talk to me about that. What's the benefits with that? You know, I've talked about this before, but I'm going to say it again here. Direct hire is great. There's a lot of great candidates that only want direct hire. I understand that 100%. There's a lot of candidates out there, especially lately, that have stepped into a bad situation that they realized from here on out that they want to do contract to hire to vet the company, right? You need to be aware of that as well. Pure contractors, listen, there's just hired guns out there just want to crush work and get out, right? The contract to hire is a candidate that still wants to be with you long-term. They do. They still want to be with you long-term. You need to be open to that. Then, but the contractors, listen, contractors, man, there's hired guns. Like, just come in, crush it, and get out. You can still benefit. Your organization can still benefit from that. Make sure documentation's there, right? But, like, listen, at the end of the day, you need to be open to all types of hiring right now. So I talked to that startup here in Nashville about that. And they were like, man, this is great information. Like, I'm going to take this back, see what we can do. Right. Again, like, it's just education. You need to be open. Hiring managers, companies need to have an open mind right now. And here's the deal. And I'm going to pull up this. So I'm going to do Alan. Alan, I'm going to be honest. Most of the time, I just scan the resume looking for titles, skills, bullet points, rest is fluff. Yeah. I went to Alan. Listen, and Alan and I have worked together in the past. Alan knows how I work. But also too, like, this is why you have to trust your recruiter, right? Because Alan's a hiring manager right here. He just said, gonna be honest, he just scans the resume, right? Make sure it looks good. AKA, I'm not sending Alan like a janitor for like a principal engineer role. And then let's have a conversation, right? That's why the relationship is so important for hiring managers. Also, hiring managers, another thing, like, let's solidify the interview process on the front end. Right. If you say it's three steps, it's three steps. You don't need to add four, five, and six. Real talk. True story. Real talk and true story. Right. If it's one interview and a hire, let's keep it one interview and a hire. Right. It's all about expectation setting with the candidate in the interview process. Right. If I set the expectation with the candidate that your company and you are going to do three interviews and then all of a sudden you're doing six interviews, here's what the candidate's thinking. The company doesn't have trust in me. The company doesn't think I'm good enough. The company's interviewing other people and wants to drag me along, right? These are legitimately all thoughts that go through candidates' heads that I've dealt with when companies delay the interview process and they don't stick to the expectation we set on the front end, right? That first initial call, I don't know if you see a trend here, that first initial call with the recruiter is so incredibly important to get all the details. Make sure that you're giving a lot of information and make sure the recruiter's asking a lot of good questions. So, that's all I got. I wanted to hang with y'all this morning. Again, mainly for hiring managers right now and kind of what's going on. I just want to be open and transparent. Hey, listen, if you have any more questions around hiring, at me, comment me, slide into my DMs, email me, text me, whatever, just reach out. I'll be glad to answer any questions. If you're a hiring manager, watch this now in the future and you're like, hey, listen, I want to partner with you. I would love to partner with you, right? I focus nationally. Like, let's find you the best talent. Like, let's listen, my recruiting team at Vaco, we're meeting 80 plus technical people a week, 80 people a week, right? The biggest complaint I hear from hiring managers is they don't have time to interview. Let us do the work for you. Reach out to me, shoot me a DM. Again, some shout outs here. Good morning to America, LinkedIn user. Good evening to India. I love India in the house. LinkedIn user, hi all. Hey, Tyrone, thanks for hanging. Alicia, I love a good contract role, same. Erica, thank you so much. Y'all, listen, have a great Tuesday. I will be live tomorrow. Look forward to hanging with y'all then. Peace.